During Tuesday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside towards the end of the meeting for individual supervisor reports. Here are the edited remarks, beginning with Supervisor Ryan Campbell.
I had the fortune of being able to camp up in Kennedy Meadows. I was up there Saturday and Sunday enjoying the area. I had planned on going up early Friday, but as I'm loading the kids in the truck, I get a call that there's a fire up on Mount Knight in the Jupiter area that I'm sure we're all familiar with. And without going into too much detail, because it's still under investigation, the cause of the fire, where the fire started, there was a group of people and they all scattered and just left it burning. And so I got frantic calls from people that lived up there. They were down there fighting the fire until resources could get to that spot. And if you know where that area is, it's very hard to get to. And it's just, you know, the idea that there are people that still behave like that is pretty shocking to me. And to me, that hammers home the need for some stronger rules about how people having responsibility for their own private property. And if a fire starts on your property, you need to stay there. So there might be a criminal investigation about it, because there was a lot of shady stuff going on in that area. Fortunately, that fire was put out. There was resources available to do a significant number of drops on that area. But if that wasn't available, who knows? Because it's a very fire-prone area. So,
thank you. I'm going to go to Supervisor Kirk next.
I'm going to be meeting with Ponderosa Hills. The homeowners up there, they keep stressing out about Tuolumne Road, especially with all these fire starts going on. A lot of people are stressed out, so I'll actually have really good news to bring to them. On Thursday, I'm going to have a little specific town hall with them at the pool there, but there's other issues coming up. And regarding the fire thing, I got a tour. I may have said this a few weeks ago, but I got a tour with U.S. Forest Service of all those prescribed burn places. And I wrote a little blog and I put it out to Tween Heart Homeowners Association. And I'm going to put it out more later, but we really don't, it doesn't drive me nuts. It's just the way the world is. But, you know, I go to these meetings, these public meetings, and I tell them, do you guys know about Cerro Project and what we're doing? Yeah. And maybe one out of 100 does. It's like, dude, you guys don't understand. This is a phenomenal thing going on. This is nationwide. We're getting selected. And so we just need to keep touting our success in that, because, we talk about lots of things, but we have not lost the 108 corridor to a mega fire. And if that's the one thing that this board and boards in front of us can continue to support and keep from happening, that's the greatest success that this community will never recognize, but will never have to live through a mega fire. So I'm really, really stoked for the work going up there. And if you guys have a chance in the future, get a hold of Jason and go get a tour, because it's really cool. All right, that's it.
Supervisor Brandon.
Every district has their issues. I've got the least amount of four, except maybe Dave's district. We all kind of have different area things. In Jamestown and Columbia, it's homelessness. That is probably the biggest issue, where I know Supervisor Campbell talks about the pothole calls and all of that. I'm like, I don't get too many calls about potholes. I do get calls about homeless encampments. Most of those people are within that area, and it does lack a lot of the services, and we don't have the housing needed to fix it. I wanted to bring up that Rawhide Bridge in particular is kind of an example of the worst, because we know that we have homeless populations here, we have encampments, and that's just a reality. We can wish it away, but it's not practical. That is not something in the cards with all the restrictions. But what we're talking about, a bridge over a river with a fire risk, where there's pedestrian danger and a high level of attention there, that's a huge concern. I know we gave direction before about a critical infrastructure ordinance, talking about exactly those types of sites, and that staff are working on that. I also want to say that I've made requests to see a very limited fuel reduction effort done just within that immediate area, a no-cell ordinance for ABC. We have a few problematic individuals that consistently drink and cause a lot of issues and make Main Street and the park inaccessible. Talk to the local business owners to harden their sites there, and asking that Public Works establish a no parking zone on either side. Eventually, that area is going to be redone as we look at the Rawhide Bridge project, but I'm asking for your support on some of these things, because it feels sometimes like they're Band-Aids, and unfortunately, that's just the tools that we have based on what the state and courts have given us, because the deputies have been out, and the clinicians have been out, and the social workers have been out. They've been out multiple times. Fish and Game's been out. Caltrans has been contacted. We have to be able to do something to go clear these things, because this is something that can happen in other areas. What was probably a guy under a bridge for a long time, which is not ideal, but it existed, overnight, within a week, became a mini Camp Hope around a primary highway right off that area. It could happen to any one of our districts. So I'm asking for your support with staff, and I know that we have a lot of important projects happening right now that we're able to look at addressing this, because to my constituents, this is something they drive by every day. They deal with some of the worst elements of this, and I know we're taking action to be the actual solutions, but we kind of got to fix the emergencies as they pop up, and these are some of the solutions I found that I think will make it better for those that I represent. So thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Goldenberg.
Well, I visited waste management facilities in Sacramento several times, and then I look at, here in Sonora, and, they do a really good job, overall. Are there problems at times? Sure. But, I think that they're pretty cognizant and very helpful.
Thank you. On Friday the 11th, I was invited by Congressman McClintock's office to attend the Western Caucus Foundation Summer Field Tour and Policy Forum. This has U.S. senators and members of Congress all coming from the West, from the Western states, coming to Yosemite, and I will be participating in the policy forum on Friday, the 11th. So I just wanted to make note of that. And that concludes our meeting. Thank you very much.